Big game last night there in Beaver County, probably the biggest one of the night, between a couple of AAA powers, and it was a one-sided affair as Aliquippa had no problem with their rivals in Beaver Falls, a 27-0 shutout. Big games last night by Dravon Henry, who ran for over 100 yards, and it's McCall Hall, I believe it is, who had over 200 yards passing. Your thoughts on last night's game that you saw, sir?
Well, first of all, the Namath spectacle was impressive. you know, I mean, when he to get the chance to, you know, as a guy who covers high school football a lot here, to get the chance to stand on the field, shake the hand, and interview Joe Willie, that was something I'll never forget. And he was really, really nice and really cool with everybody. As you can imagine, I mean, they had things all day for him from 9 o'clock until through the game. And he must have taken a million pictures and signed a million autographs. And he couldn't have been nicer, hugging people. I mean, just really, really cool.
Great.
And then when he was giving his small, short speech before the game, the thing that I'll always remember is Aliquippa fans booing him and chanting "Let's go Quips" as he's addressing the crowd, which was fitting. And then, you know, and Namath played it off. Of course, he's Broadway Joe, you know,
right?
Which was great. And then, as far as the game goes, honestly, it could have been a lot worse than it was. And Aliquippa missed probably four or five wide open touchdown passes in the first half. But Michael Hall, that he's a 3-year starter. He's a good player. And they weren't really getting a big pass rush on him, but he must have overthrown four wide open deep passes. And then they dropped a sure touchdown pass in the second quarter. It just was kind of an ugly game in the first half. And then Aliquippa kind of found themselves in the second half. And, you know, Beaver Falls pass defense, they really need to shore that up because kids were running free through the secondary. And on offense, Beaver Falls struggled to throw the ball, and they kind of – it seemed like, you know, they didn't stick with their big gun, their running back, Trey Hall, until it was too late. You know, they tried to throw the ball too much in the first half. And at the end of the first half, they were giving Hall the ball, but they were running out of time. And then the second half, they were down, and they couldn't get back in with the run game. So Aliquippa, pretty impressive. Beaver Falls, maybe not so much. They'll be fine in that conference. They'll surely make the playoffs. Those two teams might see each other again.
Yeah, in Class AA, if I mentioned AAA, I apologize. It was AA. Aliquippa, of course, defeating Beaver Falls. Aliquippa, number one in the AA rankings, according to the Post-Gazette. Beaver Falls, number three. Do you think the Aliquippa fans would have been happy if Iron Mike Ditka would have come out and tackled Joe Namath? Do you think that would have made them crazier than what they were? That would have been interesting to see, right?
Right, yeah, that would have been good. I'm not sure those two guys would have been able to stand up to it physically at this point in their lives.
Exactly.
But, yeah, they weren't hey, listen, Beaver Falls and Aliquippa, there's no love lost. Nobody expected them to be, you know, courteous to anybody. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah, no doubt. We're joined by Craig McConnell. He's a coordinating producer for Root Sports in this particular segment. He's going to join us every week at this particular time to talk a little bit about high school football. This is something that I always talk to people about from time to time, especially at traditional programs. Why are all the traditional programs consistently good? Why can't a Laurel, you know, step up and have a few years of success? Why isn't it not Shar Houston and Rochester every single year? Why do you think these teams continuously, it's always the same teams, year in and year out? What makes it that way?
That's a great question. I mean, when I always look at a team like Clairton, like how is Clairton very good, but Wilkinsburg can't put a team together? Or, you know, I think over the years I've thought a lot about this. I think it's two things. It's tradition, and by tradition I mean the support group, the boosters, the youth programs. People care at places like Aliquippa or Clairton or McKeesport. So there's just kind of like a community effort to care about the program, and that means that more kids are playing when they're young, and it also means that they're raising more money, they're going to more camps, then maybe they're able to pay their coaches better. And the other thing, frankly, and the most obvious thing is the head coach of the high school football program. You know, you look at a guy like Mike Smianek, you know, he not only had success in football, but he was a terrific basketball coach for years at Aliquippa. So this guy's got it together. And frankly, it takes a certain individual to be able to have success at programs like Aliquippa. You know, it's not, let's face it, it's a different world at Thomas Jefferson or Pine Ridgeland. And it takes a special, intelligent, hardworking individual like that. And that's what matters. And not to say that Laurel or teams like that don't have the coaching, you know, because let's face it, they also don't have the athletes necessarily. They're not producing Darrell Revis's up out of that program too often. But if I had to point to one thing, it's definitely it's the head coach who then surrounds himself with good assistant coaches and can put a plan in place to not just be successful once or twice, but to kind of maintain that level.
Real quickly, before I let you go, Russell Schell last night, huge performance, over 200 yards, couple touchdowns, last one with a minute 25 to lift the Vikings to a 22-19 lead. He said he's decided on where he's going to go to college, and then maybe he's kind of recanted. He's back and forth. You know, Dave Vestal was a little vague in terms of, you know, what he had his thoughts on what Russell's going to do. Where do you think he ends up going?
You know what? To me, he doesn't seem to fit Pitt's style of offense. He's a big back. It seemed like he would be more successful in kind of a true, you know, fullback, eye backfield, traditional kind of pro style.
Alabama, maybe an Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama, USC, even a Penn State, that kind of offense. But of course, everybody kind of thinks from his comments that he said he's going to go to an average program, and the only kind of quote average program in his list was Pitt. So
right.
I talked to him in 2 days, and he said, "I want to make this clear. Just because I said I'm going to an average program doesn't mean that I'm going to Pitt." And then we kind of talked off camera, and I asked him about the, you know, the ESPN game and making his announcement, and he was a little wishy-washy on that, not just on where he's going, but making that announcement that day. So I'm not really sure that they're convinced that he's going to actually make that announcement, which I'm sure might make a few producers at ESPN a little nervous. if I had to guess, I would still say Pitt would be the front runner. Although, again, I don't think that offense suits his style. When they try to run a play every 15 seconds, he's going to need to come out.
Right.
He's not going to be able to run back the line of scrimmage, and you know, he's no Cam Sadler back there. You know.
Right. Well, hey, anything that makes ESPN executives nervous, I'm all in favor of, Craig. I do appreciate you coming on. Looking forward to having you on every week. Craig McConnell, coordinating producer of Root Sports, will join us each and every Saturday here on the high school football show to talk about what's going on in the WPI Island City League. Craig, thank you, and looking forward to it throughout the course of the year.
You got it. Thanks for having me, and see you next week.
All right.